violence, destruction.
Destruction?
Ah! Season of goodwill to all men and me. And, you know, no Christmas rose. I mean, you said it, didn't you? No rose this year. Even though you're pleased with me. And I know you are. But I was only trying to have me present.
Who gave you a skateboard?
Well, somebody who knows what I wanted.
Somebody amazingly irresponsible. Who was it?
Me. Ah. My little gift to myself, wasn't it?
Oh, really? Well, perhaps you'd like to be my little gift to myself.
Certainly what?
Skateboard destruction kit. That make you feel better?
Certainly, yes.
You're not going to rile me.
No.
I'm going to enjoy this Christmas. It is the last thing I do. Now, come on, help me get this lot up. It's for Christmas Day.
Oh,
how long have we got?
Oh. We interrupt our Christmas Eve carol service to bring you an important announcement. The world will end at 12 o'clock tonight. I'll just repeat that. The world will end at 12 o'clock tonight.
A hoax.
This is not a hoax.
It's not a hoax.
World leaders have been meeting in Washington over the past week to consider the ever-worsening problems of inflation, overpopulation, racism, pollution, you name it, they've considered it. They've come to the conclusion there is no point in going on. It is their unanimous decision that at 12 o'clock tonight, in a final act of unprecedented international military cooperation, the world will be blown up. BBC Radio will be covering the event. The Queen has sent a message of sympathy to everybody. We hope that this interruption has not spoilt your enjoyment of the carol service. And we now return you to St. Martin in the Field.
Well, that's a bit of a blow.
Yeah,
well, the world's going to end in 28 minutes' time. I think that's a bit of a blow.
Nah, not really. I mean, it's great.
Well, we'll miss Christmas.
Nah, so who cares? I mean, Christmas is come, Christmas is gone. They're all the bloody same, aren't they? Nobody remembers them. I mean, at least you remember this one, will you? It'll be something different. You'll all be dead. Yeah? Well, you've never been dead before, have you? Come on. Oh, no, I mean, I think it's an extremely good decision. I mean, the world's in a hell of a mess, so what do? Put it out of its misery. Nice one. Who are you calling?
The insurance. Might be worth claiming.
Tell you something, I'm not spending my last 28 minutes filling in claims forms. I'm going to go off and do something interesting.
I find insurance jolly interesting.
Marvellous, you know. A couple of minutes ago, what was I into? Violence, destruction, reduced to skateboarding through Christmas trees. Could I have a whole lifetime of boredom ahead of me? Now there's only, what, 27 and a half minutes left? I've got a whole new incentive to enjoy myself. I feel terrific. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Just come here with me.
No, I need time to think.
What, you're joking? 27 and a half minutes to packing everything I haven't done yet? Oh, I can't hang about, mate.
You'll be back.
I'm back. I don't really know where to start.
You see, that's 20 seconds you've wasted by being impetuous like you always are. It's much better to sit down for, say, for 1 minute, 40 seconds, than have a really well-planned final 25 minutes.
Back, all right, why don't you help me, eh? I mean, I want to go on a 25-minute odyssey. Odyssey, get it? Yes, all right, odyssey of self-gratification. Now, what haven't I done yet? What have I done that I enjoyed so much, I want to do it again? Now, come on, flush me a few headings.
Sport.
Sport, marvellous. Right. Skateboard. And footy. What am I going to do? I'm going to skateboard to Wembley, banging a hat trick. What's next?
A food.
Food, marvellous, whilst licking the chocolate off 24 Mars bars.
What about me?
Well, you're going to be all right. You've got your whole life ahead of you. 16 seconds. Goodbye.
I've done everything. I mean, I'm not a creature of the flesh like you. I've done it. I'm a loony scientist and I've done it all. Giant kitten, monster cod, leddy wearing impression.
10 seconds, doctor.
It's not so easy for me. I mean, what am I going to do for my last few minutes?
I must admit I don't know. I must admit I don't care. And I'm going to leave. Good luck.
No! Who's going to tell Tim?
You.
No!
Well, he probably already knows, doesn't he?
Tim, tired but happy, that's what I always say.
He doesn't know, does he?
Oh, I love Christmas Eve. Very good for business, you know.
Good night.
Just my little joke.
Very good. Those words dangling around your neck, Tim, do you realise how true they really are?
I certainly do. Tim's nuts the nicest?
Sure one. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you,
what? You are what? Christmas Eve, the most wonderful, magical night of the year.
Oh, I can't bear it.
Clowns, glistening with expectancy of the surprises tomorrow will bring.
Oh, William, I see you've been the usual rum bust yourself. Normally I'd be cross, but not tonight. I'm full of seasonal goodwill. I shall be awake all night, you know.
You won't, you know.
Yes. Yes, I will. Listening to Santa's sleigh bells.
Sleigh bells?
Oh, you won't hear them because you don't believe in Father Christmas.
Believe you, you hear them.
I hear them. Oh, but still, I was hanging up my stocking.
Now the question is, which one?
Oh, bless him.
Now, come on, he's stopping.
I can't tell him.
Well, I can.
No, look at him.
You know what I wish?
Yeah?
I wish we had a chimney.
A chimney?
Yes, then I could send a little note up it.
All right, fine, give it, Jimbo. You shall have a chimney. You want a chimney, do you? Right. One, Jimbo, come in. There you are, one chimney.
That's the bail. You're rough, but you're kind.
Yes. Well, it's all right, it's all right. You can have whatever you want, mate. You want a chimney, you get a chimney. You want sleigh bells? No, you get sleigh bells. You're putting a little bun and a glass of brandy down for Santa Claus, aren't you? Well, you know what happened. Santa Claus will come along and gobble it up. Oh, really? But that was me. No, that was Santa Claus, yes. And Santa Claus will read your little note and he'll say, ho, 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 I see you want a Union Jack corset. Oh, yes, you want personal concord. Well, little Timbo, tomorrow's Christmas Day. Tomorrow you shall have them. But on the other hand, as you well know, tomorrow never comes into either. Why?
No?
Because of the Juilliard timber leader, tomorrow we will all be dead! 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 D-E-D-D! Dead! And you're so
dead! You might have broken it to him gently.
That wasn't a lonely man.
D-E-D...
Dead.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's true, Tim. The world ends at midnight tonight.
I don't believe it.
No? Well, fair enough then. Why should he ever know
that? Oh, no. We're always mollycoddling him. We cannot go on protecting him against reality for the rest of his life. Come here, Timbo. Have a look at this. See? Radio time. There we are. Up to Christmas Eve. No problem. But afterwards... World leader.
Yeah, no point in going on.
So 12 o'clock tonight. Boom! Don't tell me you won't last till midnight. But my life!
He's gone Jewish, man.
My life, so much to do, so little time.
The laundry, I've got 6:30 vesting, man.
I've got to clean up this room and my shiny shoes. Where are my shiny shoes? I want to die with my shiny shoes on. I'm a teapot. What about Christmas?
All right, I'm not putting up with this.
I'm off. Stop finishing. How does all this get up for Christmas?
Tim! You don't understand. There is not going to be any Christmas.
Yes, there is. We can bring it forward. Look, I've got it all worked out. Look, it is now 11:40, right? Now, if we have Christmas at 11:56, that still gives Bill 16 minutes to go out and do all the things he's ever wanted to do.
Well, why can he do that?
And why not?
We might as well all enjoy ourselves. Is there nothing you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, come on. Come on, don't rush me!
All right. Just give Tim 1 minute to think.
I'm sorry, I'm not waiting for that, aren't I?
You've got me back for Christmas.
What? Oh, no, if I'm enjoying myself, mate, I'm not coming back for Christmas.
Please be back for Christmas, Billy, will you? Please.
Oh, listen, why can't we have Christmas now and get it over with?
Oh, all right.
Good. Happy Christmas. Goodbye.
That wasn't Christmas as I remember it.
No, we need time to plan it. I'll tell you what, let's have Christmas at 11:42, and then that still leaves us a minute for Tim to find his shiny shoe.
Absolutely.
I'm leaving this room.
All right, I'm going to get over here then.
Well, Tim, I'm not having any shenanigans in this room on Christmas.
What Christmas? Huh? You just missed it.
Ow!
All right then, look, we'll have Christmas at 11:43.
Ah, yeah, but that'll be Christmas next year, because we just missed Christmas this year, so that must be Christmas 1978, right?
Yes.
It's 1978. What happened to my birthday? We missed my birthday.
Your birthday?
Just before Christmas, you never remember.
All right, then, we'll have your birthday at 11:42 and a half.
What about my birthday? I mean, next birthday's next Christmas. That means we just skipped a year, which means you missed my birthday. I want my birthday.
Your birthday, 11:42 and 3/4. That's all right.
And yours.
We haven't got time for 3 birthdays.
No, we haven't. We just missed Christmas again.
But, oh.
Christmas in 1144.
Yeah? Right. So that's Christmas 1979.
Nine, yeah.
But I missed two birthdays.
We are not playing all the birthdays. Look, we have got 16 minutes left, and that's time for one Christmas and no birthdays. Look, we go back to what I said in the first place. At 11:56, it will be Christmas. 1980.
Terrific arrangement. Can we go on that?
Yes.
Go. What? Oh, I've just realized the true meaning of those words.
I'm sorry?
That isn't just a cheap advertising slogan for advertising nuts. The end of the world is nigh means the end of the world is nigh. Well, is there a heaven? Is there a hell? We've got to stop and think about our sins.
I've already got them, I just have to go and do them.
Come on. Christmas. Go ahead and let him go. We can stop and think about our sins. I can't think of any. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, and another one. Oh, I have sinned, Graham. I have sinned!
What have you done?
Oh, I've been banned.
What, yes, in hell? I missed it.
Oh, I'm doomed. I shall go to hell.
I mean, that's the most worst your life you've ever, ever committed a deadly sin, have you?
No, but I could if I wanted to.
All right, come on. You haven't got long to go. Commit one. I mean, you've got seven to choose from. Go on. One.
Well, a bit spoiled for choice, really, haven't you?
Commit gluttony.
You got anything a bit quicker?
Come on, hurry up! Sing something simple!
Which is the quickest?
I'll tell you what the quickest is! Anger!
Stop it, stop it!
I'll kill him!
You'll get life imprisonment!
12 minutes? Well worth it.
What I resent is the fact that you're the only person in here having any fun!
I don't call it fun!
Oh, I do!
I am off to enjoy my last 11 and a half minutes.
Will you enjoy them?
Let me come with you, William, please.
I am in ridiculous. You can't enjoy yourself. You're far too inhibited, you are.
Oh, no, but I can't do anything about it now, can I?
No.
Yes, you can.
Huh?
With my knowledge of psychotherapy, I can make you into a new person.
How long is that going to take?
Only a few minutes.
You're not going to skimp, are you?
I'm going to devote the rest of my life to it. Here. Tell me, what is your main inhibition?
Talking about my inhibitions.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not waiting. I'm going.
Come back, I need your help. We've got to pare away the externals to get at the real Tim underneath.
Pare away my externals?
You mean, like, for example, the Union Jack waistcoat?
Yes. Now, you always wear that, and yet I wonder what it hides.
Well, you're not finding out.
We have a little mystery already.
Doff the waistcoat, Timbo.
No, no.
Come on, give me the flag.
No. Hoist the flag.
No! Prepare the pink.
Oh, I'm so ashamed.
What is it? What's in there?
No.
Behold, the belly button!
What is that?
It's an A-string.
And what is an A-string?
A G-string, but a little higher up.
All right, but it's coming up.
I thought.
Ah, so that's it. He has a hang-up about his belly button.
Don't say that word.
Two words.
Belly button.
Sometimes.
I can't.
You have got to come to terms with the pucker in your pond.
Help me, Graham, help me.
All right. We've now established your inhibition, all we've got to do is find the right treatment for it.
So what have you got? What have you got?
Well, I could try analysis.
Don't be ridiculous, I haven't got time for that.
No, that's true. Then there's aversion therapy. I don't know, I've been put off that. Touch therapy.
What's that?
By touching one another, we can come to overcome the shame we feel in our bodies. Look, you two just stand there facing each other. Stand close together, face to face. Tim, shut your eyes, and I want you to reach out and touch Bill.
Ooh.
Reach out and touch him. Feel that sense of well-being. Tim, something that. Put your hands down by your sides. And Bill, I want you to reach out and touch Tim.
Stop! You touched my belly button.
I said that word.
You touched my belly button.
repeated problem. I'm going to have to use hypnosis what? To make him regress to his childhood.
Regress to childhood? I wish you'd stop interesting me. Right, I'm going to give you half a minute. Right?
Now, Jim, come here. I'm going to hypnotize you. Now then, look at this watch.
That's my watch.
Oh. Now, look into my eyes. Now, at the count of three, you'll be completely under my power. One, two, three.
What do we do next?
Whatever you say, Master.
Graham, I'm meant to be regressing to my childhood.
What?
Pardon? Oh, yes.
Right. You have now gone back 15 years.
Let's twist again.
You've now gone back 20 years.
Around the corner.
You have now gone back 30 years.
21 today.
You've now gone back to the age of 10. A little 10-year-old lad in short pants returning home from school.
Oh, Mother. Mother, dearest, I'm home. I'm a baptized woman. Mother, dearest, I'm sorry I'm late, but I have to stop off to get you a health-giving brown loaf. And what with the brass band playing and everything's shot in soft focus. Go on, you're always soft focus excuses. And when are you going to leave that posh school, eh? And get yourself a proper man's job down pit for mother. Mother, you know I want to be a hair artist and become a credit to Brooke Taylor. Taylor, that's... Family name, don't give me any of your Brooke hyphen airy fairy airs and graces. I mean, honestly, that a son of mine should have turned out to be such a flaxen haired, numby, pumby, nimminy, pimminy. Ooh. I got an A in needlework today. I do not wish to hear about that sort of thing. I want you to come over here, sit on my knee, and let your old mum scrape the fluff out of your belly button. I think you want to look nice and clean for the big parade on Belly Button Sunday. I should be there, you know, watching you. Proud as Punch I'll be. I'd rather you weren't, mother of mine. And why not, pray? Oh, I know, you're ashamed of your old mother, aren't you? Yes. It's true, I'm ashamed of her.
Stop it, Jim, that's not really your mother. It's Bill playing an irresponsible prank. Wake up, Jim. Is that anything like your real mother?
Yes, it is. It's just like her. Well, the voice, the clothes, but above all, the beard. The beard that really used to shame me. All belly lads used to pass remarks about, like, hey! Curly chops, said Shiloh, whose man's got jowl to jowl carpeting? Oh, yeah, right. Jim, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
You're supposed to be getting rid of his inhibitions. You've made them worse.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Michael, sir. I didn't grow up big, tough and hairy like my mum. I'm sorry. It's all right. It's not your fault, William. You just go out and enjoy yourself. I'm sorry. Only 8 minutes left. Still the time to do the ironing. So little time. To think, this is the end for Derby County. Oh. And the Muppets.
The Muppets?
Yes, and we go, they go too, you know. Or do hope they don't suffer.
They're not real, you know.
What? Yes, they are.
Don't be silly. Muppets are just dollies.
If they're dollies, how can they sing and dance and make sophisticated funny remarks then?
Look, Kermit the Frog is a green sock. Kermit the Frog is a man on his knees with a green sock on his hand.
Hey there, frog lovers. Welcome to the Muppet Show. And here I'd like to introduce to you Miss Piggy.
Well, she's got to be real anyway. There are Y fronts and a mop head.
Hi there, Miss Piggy. What can I do for you?
Fuzzy Bear is a woolly jumper with a hat on.
Oh, Kermit, pardon me. Oh, boy. I will throw a bag on heaven. Boo, boo, the bear's a comedian. The comedian's a bear. Boo, 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 boo. Lies.
Halfway up the stairs.
I release his inhibition through anger and violence.
My work is at an end. I can die a happy man.
You've ruined the cake!
Oh, it must be more than 7 minutes left.
As the big countdown continues, revelers in Trafalgar Square are making the most of their last 6 minutes.
Quite right, too. That's where I should be. Hello, minicabs. Can you send me around a cab right away?
Meanwhile, eager shoppers are fighting over bargains in Harrods clothing and jewelry. Earlier this evening, Her Majesty the Queen and the royal family were seen leaving Sandringham.
The cab will be here in about 10 minutes. Great. I'll be.
Where is everybody? Tim? Bill? Bill?
Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything silly with this.
You already have done.
It's all for Tim. I know all these years he's thought of me as uncouth and unkempt. Well, before he goes, I just want him to see the real me.
You vicious swine. That's not the real you, is it?
Yes, it is. All these years I've been living a lie, and I'll tell you something, I haven't finished yet.
Ah, that's virgin forest in there, mate. Don't go in without a guide.
Vanity, vanity. All is vanity. Well, close. It is, in fact, a long-haired Peruvian gerbil. He's been my constant companion this many a long year, yes.
In all this time, we thought you were sporting a luxuriant coiffure.
A little more than a peach, Cozy.
Down, boy. In all those years, we never sussed that you were a closet Kojak. Well, well. See now, the signs were all there, of course. The tin of Evo's stick on your dressing table. Little saucer of milk on your pillow. Those little funny noises.
All him.
Yes, that's right. All except the little funny noises. Actually, I thought you might have guessed, you know, when I used to have my hair cut by the vet.
Dear. Oh, well, now it's off your chest, off your scalp. Suppose you're off out to have fun, are you?
You're joking. Am I going out looking like this?
Well, why the suit and the shiny shoes?
I told you, it's all for Tim, isn't it? I want to be there with him at the end, and I just want to be to him the mother he never had.
This is a nakedness. This is my belly button.
Watch your mouth out.
I am plain speaking. I speak as I find, for example. Oi, baldy, you don't half look ugly now you've shaved your beard off, you dreary little wart!
You certainly know how to hurt a man.
It's speaking the truth like fun, you should try it.
Certainly not, and not at a time like this.
Time like what?
4 minutes to It's Christmas!
Christmas!
We nearly missed it again! Christmas!
We haven't got much time to enjoy it.
Enjoy it? Nobody ever enjoys Christmas. It's a miserable time. They watch far too much television and get bored to big family rows. Then they feed themselves and they get sick as pigs. Season of goodwill.
Good swell, more like.
Dearest Dunderhatch,
Christmas is a time for giving.
It's a time for getting.
Go on, admit it.
Oh, where's the loss? Where is the loss?
Here it is, the turkey. Come on. Come on, happy plucky.
All right. As we pluck, we shall sing.
Yes, a Christmas carol.
Which one? All of them.
Your pretty merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Love, hate, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he'll go down in history, in history.
Oh. Come on, that present. Come on, present's gone.
Graham to Tim. Graham to Bill.
Tim to Bill.
Bill to Graham.
Thank you.
And Bill's guest.
Best part of Christmas. Where's my seasonal keepsake from you, Tim?
Sorry, William, sorry. Here we come.
There you are. Oh, dear me! I don't want your socks! It's a traditional gift. Everybody gets socks. Well, you got socks.
My gift to you is my socks, they're not for Miss Nipsa.
More socks, please. We're British. No socks, please. We're British. Get it? Socks, violence, socks,
nuts, maniac! The worst Christmas I've ever had!
It's the best I've ever had.
Yeah.
By the way, there's not much of it left. Only about 20 seconds.
What? Oh. Are we companies like this fighting with one another? I mean, can't we even think of something nice to say to one another before we go?
Yes, now you... Can't think of anything. Thank you very much.
Well, you say something then to me.
Nice.
Not easy, is it?
No. Graham, we've got to tell the truth, so obviously we can't say anything nice about you. But perhaps you can say something nice about us.
Nice about you?
Yeah.
To be perfectly frank, I think that you are both...
The clock! The,
what? Five, four...
Yes, come on!
Three, two,
one,
five, zero!
Your little faces.
The world ends at midnight.
You played a silly joke, haven't you? What have you done?
That's what the clock's always. Only about half a minute.